Scarlet Ribbons by Emma Blair. Read by Eve Karp. Chapter 1. Sadie Smith was 4 years old, and what she wanted more than anything else in the world was to be like other children. It was something she often cried about. Right now she was sitting on an easy chair by the fireplace, watching her mother make breakfast. Louise's face was lined with worry and drawn from lack of sleep. In the kitchen's cavity bed, Ken Smith lay gasping and wheezing, desperately fighting to draw air into his badly dust-coated lungs that had weakened through years spent down the pit. Suddenly Ken gave a particularly long, drawn-out wheeze that rattled at the back of his throat like a couple of old tin cans. Louise, eyes filled with love and concern, paused in what she was doing to glance over at him.
"I'm starving, Ma,"
Ian complained, plonking himself down at the table. But that was nothing new. She'd realized years ago that her son had hollow legs.
"Won't be long,"
Louise replied, and continued buttering the toast. Morag appeared from the other room, pulling up her knickers and yawning. The Smiths had 7 children. Sadie was the youngest, and Morag next to her, while young Ken, the oldest, was 13, and was already out of school and working.
"Your father had another attack last night, so don't make too much noise," Louise said.
Morag's eyes glanced over at her father. She would usually have run over and kissed him, except she hated it when he was like this. It scared her. Ken groaned, strange shapes dancing and weaving in front of him. He was aware he was partially delirious. Louise swept a wisp of hair away from her face. God.